It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Something came to my attention last week. Charles Robinson was on a podcast, and I asked Daryl a pointed question about Jimmy Haslam's involvement with going to the dinners and meeting these players and so on and so forth here. Here is Charles Robinson, though. Kind of goes with all that stuff. This is from last week about, and we're going to dig it all up again, who is in charge of going after Deshaun Watson? Hit it.
The quarterback position with the Browns, that's an ownership position. And I say that because the mess that they're in right now with Deshaun Watson was ownership driven. People around the league know it. I feel like I've known it for a while, but now you definitely get the sense that a multitude across the league, they don't pin that on Andrew Berry, the general manager, Kevin Stefanski. They know that when Deshaun Watson became someone who was on the radar, that Haslam basically took the controls and said, I'm going to get this done. That's why the finances, the fully guaranteed $240 million deal happened, was because of Jimmy Haslam. And I think as much as people look at quarterbacks and they paint, how does this guy fit Kevin Stefanski's system? What assets do they have to move? You don't hear a lot of people talking about Haslam, and they should be. Because the hole and the problem created, I think internally, if everyone is being honest, including Jimmy Haslam, they know the problem was created by the owner.
I misspoke. That audio, not courtesy of a podcast. I said podcast. That's 102.5 The Game down in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, I expect you talked about this on Friday to some degree, so I might be rehashing it. Just, it's my first crack at it. I got no problem with Charles Robinson or anything he said. You and I, Lima, we've been steadfast on our opinion of how this all unraveled and how it all started. And when we knew that they were going to take a look down there in Houston and talk about the ins and outs and what have yous of what they could and couldn't do to be able to bring in Deshaun Watson. You and I knew that. We've said this knowing that there's going to be many people who say the contrary around the league. Jason has backed us up, Lloyd. I don't mean to speak for you. You can speak up for yourself at any time, but I think I'm saying the right thing here so far. Jason has backed this up. Like, yeah, the initial thought, they had to be sold to it. The Haslams had to be sold to it. They liked Baker Mayfield. They liked him a lot. They had to be sold to the idea, and then it reached a point, as Jason has noted as well, it reached a point where they believed that there was no return. And so I don't think that Andrew Berry was advocating pounding a table for a guaranteed contract that leaves you no outs. I just think that this was definitely an ownership that knew that they had signed off on 2 years of a building process that was an ugly building process that had a lot of fans upset. You've drafted good players within that process that kind of led to this moment. They had a taste of the playoffs. They didn't know if the quarterback they had was going to get them to the playoffs. And yes, in hindsight, was not the right move. But even though he's grown, he said he's grown, it doesn't matter for people. To that notice of him being involved now, I think that this is a guy who knows that not a lot of people have been a fan of his quarterback here over these last 3 years. Know that it is not going to be an easy scenario to fix that quarterback position. And I think he wants to know everything there is to know about any of these players. That's why they went to dinner in Pennsylvania with Abdul Carter. That's why they went to dinner with all these guys. They did the private workouts. Whether or not you're comfortable with that, I've always said it just depends on what the fan wants. If it's exactly what the fan wants them to do, they're going to be comfortable with it. If it's not what the fan wants them to do, then they're going to be very uncomfortable with it. It's just in the eye of the person listening, or the ear of the person listening.
Of course, the owner's got to sign off on all the big ticket items.
But also, I don't think an owner is going to go out after this is all said. And this is in a way the beauty of this. He's not going to come out and say that, yeah, Andrew Berry led me around to do all this. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. It's where the buck stops.
Well, what I want to know, listen, going back to, and I know we're rehashing out old stuff, but it can inform how you think about the new stuff.
Exactly.
So I think it's important. So do we think that, let's say Charles Robinson is 100% accurate at what he's saying, like, oh yeah, around the league, we all know that was a Jimmy Haslam move. So are you telling me that both Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, like, that they tried to dissuade him, tried to protest, and they were overruled? Or did they also like him and say, okay, Andrew Berry, here's how we can make it work. Kevin Stefanski, here's the type of offense we can structure to make it work. Like, don't we think that's more likely the scenario? I would be stunned if the two of them would be like, we don't want this guy. And Jimmy Haslam's like, yeah, but I really want him. Well, we think this is stupid. We don't think he should go in that direction. Well, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. Do we really think it played out that way?
No.
I would be absolutely... No, I don't think
it... Oh, okay, because you're looking at me and I'm going...
Well, I wonder if they said, this is probably not the best, and Jimmy came back with the, can you make it work?
Hold on.
And I'm sure any coach is going to go, we can make anything work.
Well, it might be Kenny Pickett. They might be forced to make work this year.
Well, now they're going to have to make that work.
So what I mean is, like,
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Scouting and pro personnel. And remember, I think people forget this sometimes, that Andrew Berry's background was in pro personnel. Like, he was not the draft guy. He was the scouting guys around the league. They're two different jobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's meshed when you're the GM. Obviously, you oversee all of it. But he was the guy that evaluated, you know, the players in the league. Those were mm-hmm. his jobs. And so he hands, I'm sure it's a one-page evaluation of Deshaun Watson to Jimmy Haslam. And I'm sure it wasn't a bunch of negatives. I'm sure it was, hey, pretty good. Like, that's what the job would be, right? Like, maybe Andrew Barry would be like, I think he might have lost it over 2 years, but like, why? Why? What would be the evidence that he would have lost it?
If you know the owner really wants him, do you let that influence your one page? I mean, you got one page. Do you let that influence how you maybe put your evaluations on there?
You would want to. I think naturally there'd be a part of it depending on your job status, but then you don't because he is completely reliant on your honesty, whatever that may mean. He's reliant upon your honesty. So if you play that into it, you're like, yeah, I mean, it could. But then it ultimately ends with, hey, you're the owner of the football team. You can do whatever you please. And, again, this will not be the last time it's brought up because, you know, Daryl brings up, hey, let's draft Travis Hunter, number two overall, then trade back in. All right, I think I know exactly how this is going to end, and you guys all know exactly how this is going to end. And I hate to be this way and talk this negatively. This ain't going to end very well. Unless Shedeur Sanders ends up playing really well or Will Howard or Jackson Dart or somebody, Jalen Milroe surprises us and they end up playing really well. This ain't going to end real well. And so all there's going to be left is this dead horse that we've been beating for the last 3 years. And no offense to Charles Robinson. Like, there were people tweeting at me on Thursday going, you going to come on the air on Monday and tell this guy he's full of beans? I don't say Charles Robinson's full of beans. Charles Robinson isn't full of beans. Charles Robinson talks to people all over the NFL. But knowing what I know, and Lyman knowing what you know, I'm cross-referencing with it all. Yeah, I don't believe it was his idea first and foremost because I think that he really, really loved at the time Baker Mayfield. But then he reached a point of no return, and the timeline fits into it. You're the first team out on Deshaun Watson.
Right.
He didn't want to play here. He didn't want to come here. He doesn't like the weather. He doesn't like it here. And he didn't like it here. And so you went back to him, and you had a guaranteed contract. Well, no one's going to turn that down. He'll play in Siberia for a guaranteed $230 million. So no one's going to turn that down, but now we're the ones left holding the bag, and he can't come out and say he was led to that. So now the only thing you can do, all right, I'll try to learn from my whatever mistakes I've made in the past. Because if they're not going to take a quarterback, damn, you better be damn sure the player that you're taking is going to be able to help out. So the Abdul Carter stuff where people keep bringing up Courtney Brown and all that other stuff, that's scary stuff that I don't think is even true and worthwhile. Comparing him to Courtney Brown is a nasty, nasty thing to do. My goodness gracious. Courtney Brown would have been great had he not got hurt. But when we hear stress reaction, Penn State wearing number 11, even though that's a historic number that they're supposed to wear, it kind of scares some people out there. But you need to make sure that the type of player you're getting is the type of player that's going to be able to deal with this type of season that's about to come, because I don't know if you're going to win many football games at all, and then be a guy who you can count on in the locker room. And frankly, let's be serious. You got a guy who's going into his ninth year, who's a bona fide first ballot Hall of Famer. He ain't never been the type of leader you wanted him to be in the locker room. Can Abdul Carter be that guy? So if I own the football team, yeah, I'd like to know more. Because I can't go out and just, hey, he's the best overall player. Daffy Duck, as callers have said before, could have drafted Myles Garrett. I'm fine with that. He'll go in as a Brown, the whole thing. That's great. But if you're going to get this thing going in the right direction, you need somebody to be able to hold people accountable as you start to switch through this thing. So if Abdul Carter ain't a quarterback, he better be the type of heart and soul player that can keep this thing on the right direction, because it's still going to be a rocky road in 2025. So these are the decisions you have to make. So damn, he should be there. He should be there. As much as that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. If it's my money, I'd want it to be there. I would want to be there too. I own the team. I own the right to be there and to figure out whether or not these guys could be the type of guys you're going to get. Because if you're not going to get me a quarterback, that means we are going to have a rough go of it this year. And you're going to have to win some games to be able to stick around for 2026. You get a quarterback, then I'm going to have to show a little bit of restraint, because I just can't hand Shedeur Sanders or Will Howard or Jackson Dart or anybody else that we've mentioned here over the last 5 minutes. I can't just hand them the keys to the castle just like I did with Baker Mayfield. There's guys like Joe Burrow who are born ready to take over a franchise. I can't expect any of these guys to be that guy. You can't just do that. You can't just hand the quarterback your keys and set the thing on autopilot, because they'll drive the car right into the wall the way the other guy did. And then that convinces you ideas like trading them, getting rid of them, and going after Deshaun Watson.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.